Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love. M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...
Oh my goodness, had a little bit of technical difficulty. How's everybody doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Nationwide, all over the country, Mad Dads, Men Against Destruction, defending against drugs and social disorder. I'm feeling mighty good, feeling mighty fine. We're talking about violence in our community. Our show today is based around, you know, we changed our show. We had a guest come in to our staff meeting, and she did a wonderful job, sung a song, Out of Control. Out of control, out of control. I can't blow. I can't sing. Joyce will tell you that. You know, they will all tell you that, that I can't blow. But she can, and we're going to be talking about violence in the community. We're going to be talking about how we can make a difference, and we're going to be talking about how do you promote that. You know, you need people to help you promote, and a lot of times people think it's easy being promoters, but it's not. It's tough. And so I believe that we have RJ Promotions on the line with us on Blog Talk Radio. So let me check in. RJ Promotions in the house. Are you there?
Yes, we're here. We're here. Iron J.
Uh-oh, that's what I'm talking about. You know, I want to thank you very much for being on Blog Talk Radio with me today as we talk to folks all across the country about violence in our community. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, sir, what made you and Joy start doing promotions? I think it's a tough job. It's something I always dreamed about doing. But when I found out that it takes a lot of money to do it, and at the time I had $0, I went into another line of work, which is crime fighting. So what made you want to get into this business?
Well, number one, we love entertainment. We love music, and we love to meet people and greet people. And we like to put a smile on people's faces. And we enjoyed this because of a simple fact. One of the artists that, one of the professional artists out there, the Persuaders, Ron of the Persuaders, he's the one that encouraged us to start becoming promoters. And he had taught us a lot of stuff to, you know, get involved in the business. So we learned and trained ourselves and got licensed and everything. We did everything the proper way, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to really touch the community, touch the people with positive entertainment, no violence and all of that. We try to have a nice, clean show every time we have one.
You know, let me ask you a question about that. I hear a lot about janky promoters and, promoters that rip you off, and I hear a lot of artists talk about that. How do you separate yourself from all that negative energy in the promotion business?
Well, number one, it's not about money. I mean, it is, but it's not. Our thing is to make people happy and make them smile. We have encountered stuff before where we had lost a lot of money, but I'm not going to put it off on the other promoters. Some just are learning, and they're really not sure what they're doing, and they make mistakes. But all promoters are trying to do the right thing. But unless you really have been trained for it and you're just going in to just set up parties and that's it and thank your promoters, well, that's what you end up being. But if you really put your heart and soul into it and really try to give love when you give your shows and not force people to come just for the money. Just let them come in and enjoy themselves. That's, I don't know, I can't really say too much bad about other promoters because we, everyone in the world is trying to do something to make a living, you know, and that's it.
And we separate ourselves because, first of all, God is first in our life. And once we have God in our life, he shows us and gives us directions on which way to go. And by us taking his directions, he always guides us in the right direction, put good people in our lives, put good singers and just people like even you, DJ. We just, you know, we just pay attention to our life and our journey. And, you know, God, he just takes care of us through this promotion, being R&J Entertainment. No, it's not an easy job, but we just keep going because it's something that we enjoy, something that we really like. You know, it keeps us as being married, a couple that just enjoy the entertainment. When it's time to do something, we can put something together, like one of our shows that we do, which is the Love in the Air show that we do once a year. And that brings a lot of people together. We just had one February 15th, and, you know, it just brought a lot of people out and to enjoy the Love in the Air. So, you know, God gave us good ideas to do things, and we just take God directions, and he make it successful for us.
You know, there is, you know, and when I was talking about janky promoters, I really don't know a lot about it because I stayed away from the promotion business because I seen that it took a lot of capital and you have to take a lot of risk. And one of the things I love about you, too, is that you continue to take risks. But we you know, Joyce, and we took risks when we was out there doing stuff in the streets. So why not take risks to do something positive and to make a difference? And so our topic today is music speaks out against violence. And you guys have a young lady that you're working with. Can we talk a little bit about her and about how her music is going to speak to violence?
Yes. We have Lyric Lachey with us, and she's really been a very positive singer that's been working with us, and we really appreciate her, and we have her right here with us, and she can answer any questions that you need, you know, but we love her, and we want the world to love her because she got something for the world.
Yes.
So we got Lyric Lachey. We're going to let you continue speaking with her.
Okay, thank you very much.
Jack.
Hey, how are you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm sitting here with my producer, Erica. Erica,
hey,
thank you.
How are you doing?
And
Hi,
she produced the show. Now, let's talk a little bit about why do you have such passion to speak out against violence?
Well, I have a passion to speak out about gun violence because I've lost family to gun violence, and I know a lot of people who also have lost family to gun violence. And see, I believe that loving people and, you know, being able to work things out without those type of violences would get us a lot further in life. It wouldn't be a lot of people in jail. It wouldn't be a lot of people murdered. We wouldn't have to grieve over our loved ones because we're taking the time to know how to proactively not take an argument to the next level, because at the end of the day, a lot of people, no matter what nationality, has worked hard, you know, to get where they are. Us as black people, white people, Jews, all of us have worked so we could get to a next level. So, and I think knowing our history or knowing certain statistics or knowing how it's affecting the world will allow us to look at gun violence in a different way, which is what made me, you know, do this song. It wasn't just about my personal experience. Trayvon Martin, you know, Sandy Hook, Columbine, the movie theater event, the little boy that just had the verdict not too long ago. I shouldn't know his name. I'm sorry, I forgot his name. But the man only got 6 years, and that's that boy's life, only because he had his music up. It's just certain things that could have been talked out. That didn't have to result into somebody's death. So that's what make me make positive music. I want to touch people's heart and make them think about the good things they could do to solve a problem.
You know, you're absolutely right. I remember back in the day when every song that I listened to was empowering me. You know, you got to give the people what they want. Give them what they need. Say it loud, I'm black and I'm proud. Every song when I was growing up had something to do with telling me how to empower me and my people. And the song and the music that I hear now is about violence, sex, drugs. I want to rub you up and down. I want to, you know, I want to see you twerk it, baby, twerk it. Let me see you work it. You know, all that. And where's the music that is empowering us? And so growing up as a young lady, when did you realize that you were being brainwashed? When did you realize that was happening to you in terms of the music that was being brought to you?
Well, you know what? I will say I've been very blessed and fortunate to have been adopted as 2 weeks old to a wonderful family that was older. My mom is 70. My dad is 81. And I listen to a lot of that older music. I grew up in church, you know what I mean? So even though I've listened to this other music, you know, I've never been influenced by this other music, but I've seen it influence other people, you know, my peers. And I've always been drawn to people like India Irie or Chrishette Michelle or Etta James or, you know, those people that really spoke about meaningful things. Those, when I listen to that music, I get touched. I wanted to be one of those people that not only sings and got a gift from God, but also have words of encouragement that can make a difference in people's lives all over the world. So that's what kept me from being able to listen to those songs, twerking it and stuff. It's fun when you go out, but I knew that I wasn't no B-I-T-C-H, you know. I knew I wasn't one of those people, those H-O-E's that you could just take home at night. And you know, what made me dance to that music, which a lot of young people do, is the beat. It's not necessary. People don't listen to lyrics. But see, that's what I like about my song. You know, it's catchy. It has a nice beat. But you have, like, when it touches everybody, because everybody I know in the world has lost somebody. And you can really relate to it. It makes you want to listen to the lyrics because of what I'm speaking about. And that's the thing.
Well, you know, I want to ask you a question because You're with R&J Entertainment and you're working with them. What was it about? There's many people that could help you, but what was it about R&J Entertainment that made you want to partner with them to get this done?
Well, you know what? What's great is you always want to work with people that stand by you when you don't have nothing. You know, they knew I had a talent. They knew that I was working on music, but I wasn't those people that was out there that's currently out there that had a buzz. But they knew that I had a vision. They knew that I was planning stuff, and they supported me. Like in my graduation, they threw me a big thing. They are my mentors, and they guide me. They've helped me book shows. They've made an outlet. They were the first people who gave me my headlining show at their winter whiteout that they have every year, and it was just beautiful. They gave me an outlet, and they, you know what? To be totally honest, they paid me. They knew that God gave me a gift, and they were able to put something into me, sow a seed into me so I could be able to record and do the things that I do. So that's the most meaningful part. They support me. They believe in me. They love me just as much as I love them, and that's just a wonderful thing.
Well, listen, we've got a caller. You just hold on. We're going to be right back with you. We've got a caller that has something to say on the air. We're going to go right to the caller. 0394, you're live on the air.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, we're doing great. You're listening to Live Blog Talk Radio, and we're talking with RJ Entertainment and one of the artists, Lachey. And so you got any questions or comments, ma'am?
Do I have questions? Well, RJ Entertainment, Ron and Joyce are my brother and my sister, and my children are where they are because of RJ Entertainment. James is out there in Vegas because of R&J Entertainment. So what I do want to say is that I love them dearly, and they do very good work. They work with their artists, and they put them first.
I know this is Mama Trees. You work with the Moms Division of Mad Dads. We're talking about our topic is music speaks out against violence. And I know music is close and near and dear to you. What would you like to say about music up today and what our young people can do to make a difference now?
Well, the music tells a story, and these kids are telling their story in their way, if it's negative or even if it's positive. They tell it what they have experienced, and we just have to, we can learn from it. We can learn from it. A lot of these kids are crying out for help in their music, and we need to take heed and just go over what we hear and stop criticizing everything that these children are doing and start uplifting them. I remember when Eazy-E them had came out years ago, and this one mother was so against this music thing, this rap thing. Everything that she said has came to pass.
Wow, that's interesting. I thank you, Mama Trees. That's Mama Trees calling us live on Blog Talk Radio Nationwide. We're going to go back, and we want to thank you because we know that R&J Entertainment is on the line. We're talking with them. We're talking right now with Lachey. And we're going to go back to Lachey. And Lachey,
Lyric Lachey.
Yeah. Can I say just Lachey? Because sometimes I get all messed up. I'm getting corrected. Lyric Lachey. Lachey, how you doing? You still? Okay, all right. Yeah, I'm getting corrected. You know, that's all right. I can do that. You know, R&J Entertainment is getting a lot of plugs and a lot of promotion, a lot of hype. People are saying, hey, you with the right team. James Champion is in Vegas, and R&J Entertainment evidently has something to do with that. He's doing well. So you're with the right people. My question for you is that there's a song that you wrote, and can we talk a little bit about the song and what you plan to do with it?
Yes. Well, the song that I wrote is going to be, well, that is my single called Out of Control. And what that is, it's a song tribute to gun violence. And what made me write the song is that some national events happened, and like Trayvon Martin, Fruitvale, certain things happened, and I was emotional about it. And gun violence was spoke about, but not too much. And then Sandy Hook happened, and it really took a toll on me because I was like, all them kids, all them babies. And I felt like that gun violence issue could have been talked about just a little bit earlier. And I felt like we need to stand up as a people, as a community, and unify with each other no matter what color we are, because it's happening nationally to every culture, everybody, everyone all over the world. We need to take a stand and come up with a resolution, you know, come up with a solution to this gun violence. If we stick together, if we love all and hate none, there would be no problem. And that's what we need to work for. And that's what my song is talking about. You know, it's talking about it's out of control. So what are we going to do about it? You know, it's 289 people, you know, shot each day. What are we going to do about it? You know what I mean? All these suicides, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to take a stand together? Because that's what we need to do. We don't want to keep on crying because our family members are dying. You know?
You're absolutely right. Blog Talk Radio Nationwide, Mad Dad's in the house all across the country. Want to say what's up, Buffalo, New York. Want to say what's going on to Chicago, Pittsburgh, Florida. I'll be in Florida next week. Matter of fact, not next week. I'll be in Florida this week. So I'm leaving Friday. I know Erica's glad because she always gets out of hand when I'm gone. But that's okay. I have to
it's
hold my...
Party. It's okay.
Well, listen, will we get a sample of your song, Out of Control? Can we get a sample of this song?
Do you want to hear it? Because I got the mixed version. Do you want to hear it that way, or do you want me to sing it?
You do it any way you like. You do it the way you want to do it. We're going to follow your lead.
Okay. So we're about to do it. Yeah, I'm taking off my jacket, trying to get comfortable so I make sure the notes come out right.
Okay, yeah, let's get comfortable, y'all. You listen to Blog Talk Radio all over the country, y'all. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. And let me say the name right now.
Lyric Lachey.
Lyric Lachey. I got help from Erica, my producer here, Lyric Lachey. And we got folks listening in on live. We got Mama Trees in the background waiting to comment after she hears the song because she didn't get a chance to hear it. She wasn't at the staff meeting, but this time she'll get a chance to hear it.
All right, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
Out of Control. Tribute to all those who have died. I hope y'all like it. Gun violence, stick by, give it up. Breaking chains, staying prayed up. Child is born, months, years later, died by a gun. Taming guns ain't the problem. Lack of history keeps us falling. Story number one, innocent boy walking. Walking to the store, getting a snack, walking back profile. Minutes later, little boy gets whacked. Dang, so dang. Now the man who committed the murder walks around free. And Trayvon Martin lands 7 feet deep. Out of control.
Yeah, come on, let me, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You got a live studio audience up here. Oh, man, sounding good. And you know what? It sounds even so much more nice when you hear it twice. So I'm excited.
Thank you, and I'm glad to be partnered with R&J and Mad Bad to, you know, bring this vision alive. I got a lot of things planned, written down, and trust me, I'm focused and I'm ready to get things rolling.
You know, I'm going to spend a couple more minutes with you, and then I want to go back to R&J Entertainment. When did you start singing?
I started singing at the age of 2, 3. My mom said I was talking, and I was singing before I was talking. So that's what she says. I wouldn't know because I was so young, but I know that it has always been a lifestyle for me. I knew at a young age that this is what I wanted to do, and this is certainly nothing that was just, you know, a Passover or a hobby for me. It's my first love.
Now, you said that you were adopted?
Yeah, at 2 weeks. I actually had a mother who is almost 2 years clean of crack cocaine, and that was the strongest thing she could have done was give me to another family, and she always was there too. You know, I had a loving family that was able to, you know, to have her still be in my life in the process of me being adopted.
Wow, that's a beautiful thing. Do you know if there's a history of singers in your family?
You know what? I wouldn't even know. I know my dad, he just donated me to my mama. That's what
okay.
I would call it. I would call it something
okay.
else, but we over the air. But, you know, it's okay because I know he comes from a singing family, and even though he's not present, that gift is present. So everything happens for a reason. You know, one day he'll hear this song and he'll be like, oh, my goodness, I can't believe she did it.
Well, let me just share this with you. As a father and as a grandfather, as an uncle to many, I'm definitely proud of you, and I want you to continue to use God's blessing to you know, this song will save some people. And we're gonna promote this song and get it out there so people can get their lives changed and get their lives in order and speak out against the violence in our community. And so thank you for being a part of the mission to make a difference around the country.
And thank you for allowing me to be a part of what you do. Is it okay if I give a shout-out real quick?
Give a shout-out, please.
I give a shout-out to Charles Jackson, R&J Entertainment, my mother, Joyce McQuarrie, LaTonda Anderson, and my father that also adopted me, Eddie L. McQuarrie, and my family. And
wow,
I'm a
beautiful.
Give back to R&J.
Okay, well, thank you very much, man. We're so excited, and God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you as well. You pray for me, and I pray for you.
Okay. So who we got? R&J Entertainment. That's two letters, two people. Who am I speaking with?
Okay, this is Ron. And
okay,
was
hey, Ron. Okay, yep, hey, Ron, let me ask you something. Kind of the process of when we speak out against violence and the process of doing that, what's our next steps and what do we need to do next?
Well, to get people to really understand what we're trying to do, we need to put a video out there so they can see it and understand, you know, what this violence is doing to everyone.
Okay, and I agree with that. Have you got anything that you can say to the listening audience to inspire them to switch up from doing a lot of negative things to doing positive things like you and Joyce have done?
Well, the only thing I can say about that is the person that has helped us the most is God. And you must release all of these worldly goods and worldly things and allow God to guide you. Once you start letting God guide you, then that opens the door for many, many other things that you never even dreamed of. I can't live my life without God. So I don't know. I really don't know what else I could say. Love your family. Love your parents. Don't get involved with those that are doing wrong. If you know it's a negative thing, back up from it because it's only sending you one direction. And it's not.
Well, you know, you're absolutely right. And we have Mama Teresa's on hold, and I want her to give a quick comment about not only R&J, but about what she thought about the song. We got about 2 minutes left. Mama Trees, come on and talk a little bit about what you thought about the song.
Talk about the song. Lyric is a wonderful young lady. I've been knowing her for a couple of years now, and that song is well needed, and it needs to get out here for other folks to hear it and give their opinion on it. So I'm just, when she said Trayvon, I thought about my son Charles Woods Wilson, champion in that spot. So that song is well needed. That's all I can say. I love lyrics music. I can listen to lyrics every day, all day. So that says it all. And R&J is the best.
Well, see, that's a beautiful thing. You can't get no better than that. That's what you call free advertising. But when somebody says you're the best, that means they put their life on the line and say, no, I believe in R&J Entertainment. I'm glad that we're partnering with them and making some things happen. Ron, I just want to tell you, man, I appreciate you. We got 48 seconds left. You want to give any words of encouragement or tell people what to do next?
I'll let my wife do that.
I just want to say thanks, BJ. Thanks, my friend, my lovely friend, Catrice. We love you more out there. BJ, we just want to say encouraging words to just all of us, just keep praying for this violence and this gun violence that the devil is a lie. And I thank God for using us to be a part of his vision that he has sent down here on this earth. So I just want y'all to continue to pray out there that we can have a clear life that, you know, until God come again. So we're going to keep pushing. We're going to keep pushing on with nonviolence and keep working with Mad Dads and just try to do what we have to do out there to make it successful.
Thank you.
I just want
thank you very much. Yes, sir.
I just want to say one thing. This is what I would like the world to do, is when you see anything negative happen, stand up. Stand up. Help. You know, we that's something that we all must start doing, and don't be afraid. Help.
That's right. I agree with that. You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio all across the nation with Mad Dads. Yes, ma'am.
Out of
all across
control.
The nation. That's right. And it's about out of control. But music speaks out against violence. You can go back to Blog Talk Radio and look at it over again. It's a half an hour show. We love it. Mad Dad's in the house. We gone. God bless you.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction because you know that we are blessed. Father's of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Mad Dad's, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I see was black and blue. So just showing love.
Like radio.
Oh, okay.
So now we know from